The seat where you, whoops, somebody lost a shoe. All right, everybody look around here. Miss Marie. All right. You know, one of the things that I hate that sometimes happen to kids is somehow they think they're not very good. Somehow they think they're not as cool as somebody else. And I hate that, but you know, I can understand when I was a kid your age, I used to always think, why couldn't I have hair that was thicker? I have a cowlick. Why couldn't I have cool hair? Because there were always those people in school that I thought were cool and my hair was different. Why couldn't I have a deep voice? Or why couldn't I have a pig nose? Kids made fun of my nose and said it was a pig nose. And so one of the things that makes me really sad is whenever, y'all look at me, whenever you start to think that you're not wonderful. Now, you make mistakes. We all make mistakes. I make mistakes. But one of the things I want you to understand, everybody look up here, is that when God made you, He did a great job. He did an incredible job. I don't care what someone else says. I don't care when someone says you're not good enough. God made you just the way He wanted. He gave you the hair that you have, the eye color. There's nothing about you that's not a part of His plan. I want you to listen to what the Bible says. Listen to this. God said this, "You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb." Before you were ever born, God was making you wonderful. And then it says, "Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, and as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed." Here's what the Bible says. The Bible says, before you ever left your mother's womb, God did a marvelous work. And He gave us, we're all different. We have different colored skin sometimes, different hair colors. But listen, every single one of you are made just the way God wants you to be. And I celebrate that. So when you're at school or you're at home and you feel like you're not good enough and you feel like everybody else is better, I want you to understand that is the devil talking to you and not God. Because God looks at you and He said, before you ever came out, you were wonderful. And you're still wonderful. And you need to know that, and you need to understand you are valuable. Okay? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids. Help them to understand how awesome they are and how good of a job that you've done putting them together before they were ever born, and help them to be grateful for life. In Jesus' name, amen.